Immigrant communities and neighborhoods seem to be focal points for change in a city. A great example is San Francisco's Mission District. It might be known today as a Latino neighborhood, but before the 1940s, it was predominantly Irish. And if you walk down Valencia or 24th Street today, you'll see the neighborhood is clearly going through a big transition again. Upscale restaurants and coffee shops now dominate the businesses in this area, which is a sign of increased home prices and rents that have pushed many older businesses out. Places like Adobe Books on 16th and Valencia. After 24 years, the unconventional bookshop, known for its backroom art gallery and communal atmosphere, is under threat of eviction. The eviction date is indefinite, and shop owner Andrew McKinley says there's still hope for the store as he works to transform it into a collective run by volunteers. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Holly J. McDeed speaks to McKinley about his store and about how he's seen the community around him change.
Why, Simon, how are you? It's good to see you. And Molly, too.
Hi.
Good to see
you. My parents.
Oh, very nice. The Carters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hi.
Andrew McKinley.
Hi, nice to meet you.
I'm Andrew Charlie.
Good to have you in.
Thank you.
Your daughter is a good... Do you remember the old days? The Mission was sleepier. Correct me if I'm wrong, but it was... There was less activity. There was less people. It was poor... It was a little more dangerous, or considered more edgy. And yet there was a vitality in that when we opened the doors in 1989, I was just surprised and pleasantly surprised at the number of artists that were coming in to shop here. Oh, hey, Sade. Great to see you.
Which one's either?
Oh, great. Alcatraz. It's $15, but I'll make it $12 today.
You're a beautiful man.
Well, we're in a selling mood. Some of the best selling stuff is poetry. You can never get enough good poetry. On our left here, you'll find Swan, alias John Ratliff. He's our perennial habitué of the store.
John Ratliff, my real name.
Yes. Okay, we've woken him up there. Any comments for the press? Okay, no. You know, some people think we've done a lot for the art scene. And I don't know what to say, because when I sit back here now and think about it, what have we done? What happened here? It was the setting for a lot of artistic energy. Artists hung out here. They interacted. Some of them married each other, or, you know, they bounced off each other. And friendships were made, associations in the arts. Economics have forced a lot of artists away from here. They don't hang out as much. It's possible the art energy has moved to Oakland or something. There's a lot of artists living there. If you go to the First Fridays or the Art Murmur, the energy is amazing. We've never gotten that type of energy for local things here. I mean, we've had some intense parties where hundreds of pretty much younger people have showed up. But I'm impressed with what's going on in Oakland. Simon, you should pick out a book there. You need another good book.
Do you have any books on... I'll think of that.
All right, I have a whole stack of books. I should give you one, but I'll... I guess I'm just old-fashioned. Am I old? Am I tired? I don't know. I've been comfortable doing it this way, and I've grown up in a tradition... I spent my youth in an era with... You know, very few electronics, and books were always respected in my family. Education was cherished, worshipped, but I've not adapted that well to the modern age. I can barely type. I can't type really, and my computer skills are almost nil. I do believe in and accept computers as the future, but I've relied on book learning and book exposure rather than internet surfing and exploring. It's just a different world, and a world that's now becoming part of the past as it dies off. I feel safer and safer all the time, but now I'm, you know, in danger of losing the space as a storefront. It's just too expensive for used books. Somebody else could probably do very well here, selling who knows what. Tacos, even. I mean, have you been to Tacolicious? Everything's gone upscale. I'd probably have to sell a wider variety of items. New books, remainders, cards, newspapers, magazines, clothing. Liquor would be a good thing. If I had a liquor license, I'd probably be doing fine. I'm going to liquidate all the books. And I think that's the best way to behave. Until an actual savior comes, a white knight, a moneyed person, or a group that can raise the money. I mean, without money, this place will be gone. It won't kill me, because I can survive. I have a cheap apartment. I can sell books online. I'll survive. Some of the people who form the community here, who hang out here all the time, will lose something more. I don't know. Once it goes, it'll vanish into air. It'll be gone with the wind, I like to say. It'll become part of history or legend or mythology. I don't know. It'll just become part of the past.